שלום, אנחנו קוראים בזוהר
Hello, we're reading in Zohar for All, volume 5. We're on the portion Tetzaveh, command, item 1. You can download our materials from the archive, archive.kbb1.com, and ask questions during the lesson from Sviva Tova or Kab TV.
According to our sources, there's no greater remedy, Sgula, than attaining the wisdom of Kabbalah from studying the book of Zohar. And of course, it's not enough, and we have more excerpts, sources that are closer to us, that more explain to us what to do. But according to the reforming light, the book of Zohar is special in that. So, we understand all of our attainments, all that we're hoping that we will attain, can be revealed only through through connection, according to the strength of the connection and the quality of the connection between us. That's why we'll make efforts to expect to revelation, to redemption. Because the book of Zohar brings us connection, and through connection, we will reveal our true state. Please.
Zohar for All, portion Tetzaveh. The heading is, And You Shall Command. 1. What is the difference here between and all other places? It writes, And bring near you, and you shall speak unto all that are wise-hearted, and you shall command the children of Israel, and take also the finest of perfumes of flowing myrrh. This is not as it is written in all other places, And you shall bring, and said, command, and took. Indeed, divinity is with him, since the divinity is called you. And when it writes, and you, it means to include divinity in the command and in the speech. 2. The upper light, Zeranpin, and the bottom light, Nukva, are included together in the word, and you. Since you is the name of the Nukva, and the added Vav is Zeranpin. As it's written, and you preserve them all. Relating to Zeranpin and Nukva. This is why it is not written, And you have brought Aaron your brother, and you have commanded the children of Israel, and you spoke unto all those that are wise-hearted, since at that time the sun, Zeranpin, was in the moon, the Nukva. And everything was shared as one, Zeranpin and Nukva. To be on the artfulness of the work. This is why it is written about them, and you, indicating Zeranpin and Nukva. We learn from this that the Creator has present in the craftsmanship of the work of the tabernacle, as it is written, and whom the Lord hath put wisdom and understanding. 3. From this we learn that Zeranpin and Nukva were on the craftsmanship of the work of the tabernacle, as it is written, And you shall speak unto all the wise-hearted, whom I filled with the spirit of wisdom. If it relates to the wise-hearted, it should have said, Whom I filled in plural form. However, whom I have filled concerns the heart, divinity. Well, this is why we should have said, Whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, indicating that the sun, Zeranpin, is in the moon, the Nukva, called heart, in completeness of everything. And this is why everything, which is Zeranpin and Nukva, was registered in all the places in the work of the tabernacle. But if we interpret their meaning as Zeranpin and Nukva, how do the and you reconcile with the rest of the text? 4. When he said his to Moses to bring the and you, meaning Zeranpin and Nukva, nearer to Aaron, it was to unite the holy name and you in him and to bring it closer to him. This is why it is written, and you shall speak unto all the wise-hearted. So he will speak, bring closer, and unite the name and you, meaning Zon, to all the wise-hearted. This is so because all of them did not come to do the work of the tabernacle until the Spirit of Holiness was speaking within them, and secretly whispered to them how they were due to do it, and then they carried out the work. This is why it is written, and you shall command the children of Israel, meaning that the Spirit of Holiness implied in the name, and you will command the children of Israel, and will shine upon them, so they will perform the act of complete desire, also, and take also and bring near you and all those and you that are written here concerning the work of the tabernacle. It is all done with this meaning of the name and you. Five, but you, O Lord, be not far off, O you, my strength, hasten to help me, and you, O Lord, where you is Nukva, and the name Havaya is Zeranpin. He prays that all will be one, that they will be united in each other. Be not far off means that he will not move far off from him, that the upper light Zeranpin will move from the lower light Nukva. Since when the upper light departed from the upper world, the light darkens and is not in the world, because the world receives only from Malchut, which is the lower light. And if the lower light Zeranpin does not shine in her, there is nothing to shine in this world for.
Six, the temple was ruined in the days of Jeremiah because Zeranpin departed from the Malchut. And even though it was later rebuilt in the second temple, the light did not return to its place as it should. This is why the name of the prophet who was prophesizing about it is Jeremiah, from the Hebrew letters Yerum, will lift Yahu, Yod Kei Vav, which means the departure of the upper light above Malchut. Afterwards, it did not return to shine properly in the second temple. The name Jeremiah indicates that the upper light departed from Malchut and did not return to its place. The temple was ruined and the lights darkened. 7. However, Isaiah, whose name is from the letters Yesha, salvation, Yahu, Yod Kei Vav, causes redemption, the return of the upper light to its place, to Malchut, and the building of the temple. Then all the abundance and all the lights will return to be as in the beginning. For this reason, the names of these two prophets stand one opposite the other. The name of one is Yerum, will lift, Yod Kei Vav, and the name of the other is the opposite, Yesha, salvation, Yod Kei Vav, since the name causes. Joining the letters to be one another causes an act according to their meaning, for better or for worse. This is the meaning of the joining of the letters of the holy names. Also, the letters themselves cause the upper secrets to appear according to the meaning of the name. Meaning the letters themselves cause high and holy secrets to be seen in them.
If you have questions, you can ask. No problem, something close to the text, or even a little distant from it, doesn't matter. For the time being, we're continuing. So again, we are S1. As a 10 in annulment, each towards the others, until in one's annulment towards the other, one will feel the upper light. Expect the upper light to bring us this feeling. Let's go.
The meaning of the letters of the holy name. 8. The first matter is Yod de Havaya, This is the first point, meaning Chochmah, which stands on nine pillars that support it. Also, they stand toward the four directions of the world, south, north, east, and west. These are the three lines and Malchut. As the end of the thought, the last point, Malchut, stands towards the four directions of the world, south, north, east, and west, meaning the three lines and Malchut that receives them. Also, they are equal to each other, except for the highest point, the Yod de Havaya, which is male, and the last point, Malchut, which is female. 6. This Yod, Chochmah, stands without a body. She has no kli, because there are only three kelim, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and Chochmah has no kli, since instead she dresses in the interior of Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. When she is clothed, meaning when she is clothed within them, she stands on nine pillars, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, like the letter, final, Mem, without a circle. And even though the letter Samech is round and stands in a circle, the Yod is Samech, and the first He is a square Mem. However, in letters that are engraved in points, meaning in letters that indicate to Chochmah, which are called points, it is considered that the lights above are in a square, and below are in a circle. This relates to the illumination of Chochmah, where the Gar are considered the Mochin in the drawing of a square, which is the final Mem, referring to the four Prinot discernments chuk, in the three lines upper Chabad of the upper Abavim, which are implied in the Yod de Havaya. Each of them consists of 10. Thus, they are Mem, in a square. They are regarded as blocked mem because they are in concealed chasadim, where the middle line, Da'at, does not disclose Chochmah in them. Hence, the middle line is considered two prinot, chesed and gvura. However, below, in Chabad de Yeshut, the first Hey of Havaya are in a circle, Lamed de Tzelim, which is a circle. This is so because the middle line in them unites the two lines and discloses the Chochmah. Hence, the Chesed and Gvura in the middle line have united into a single Prina, and there are only three Prinot, Chochmah, Bina, Da'at, in each of which are 10 Sfirot, which are the 30, which is round. And what is written that the first He is a blocked Mem, and the Yod is Samech, relates to the presence of illumination of Chasadim that are in upper Abba Ve'ima in a constant Zivug. This applies in Chabad Chagat de Bina. Hence, they are Samech, 6 Sfirot, with each containing 10, and Yesud, which are the first, Hekei de Havaya are the four Sfirot Nehim de Abba Ve'ima, which is the blocked Mem. And because there are Chochmah without Chasadim, she is blocked and cannot shine. 10. This square stands with three points, three on each side. They amount to 8 points, and they are 9 points. And he explains, they stand and come out from the light, Bina, Arechanpin, and Ketel, the Yod, which is Abba Ve'ima in a square, meaning Mem, in 9 pillars for the letter Yod, which is 1 point out of them, meaning Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, are 9. And they are 8, because the letter Mem in a square is 3. 3 to each side, we're not counting the Yod herself, meaning Bina, Da'at, Chagat, Nehi. 11. The letter Yod is 1 point. Although she is 1 point, her shape is a Rosh, head, above. The upper tip of the Yod, the tip below, and the point itself. Hence, she is 3 points, like right, left, and middle, 3 lines. For this reason, the explanation into 4 sides, 3 to each side, is 9 with the Yod, and it is 8 without the Yod itself. There are Rosh, head, Toch, interior, Sof, and in the letter Yod. These are the upper tip, the lower tip, and the point itself. These are the three lines in it, because its Rosh and Toch are the two lines, right and left, and her Sof is the middle line. They are included in one another. Hence, there are three lines in the Rosh of the Yod, three lines in the Toch of the Yod, and three lines in her Sof. The three lines at the Rosh are Chabad. The three lines at the Toch are Chagat, and the three lines at the Sof are Nehi. And they are all in a square of Mem de Tzelem, with a middle line in the Rosh, in the Toch, and in the Sof, divides into Chesed, Gvura, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Thus, there are four directions in each of the three lines. The two lines, right and left, are south and north, and the two prinot in the middle line are east and west, where Zeranpin is east and Malchut is west. And when it is written that the two points expanded and became three, it means that the two lines, right and left, expanded and became three lines, right, left, and middle line. And the one, the middle line, became two, Zeranpin and Malchut, east and west. It was said that the expansion into four sides, three, three, to each side, is nine, along with the Yod, and it is eight without the Yod itself. This is so because the three lines expand to four directions, south, north, east, and west, as Mem. It turns out that in the Yod there are three kinds of the kind in the Rosh, which are the three lines Chabad, in the Toch, which are the three lines Chagat, and A in the Sof, which are the three lines Nehi. There are three to each side, to the three sides in the Yod. In each of them are three. Three. In many places in the Zohar, a side means Prina, discernment. It is nine with the Prina of the Yod, Chochma, and eight without the Yod.
12.
Shilot? Ken?
Questions? Yes?
What does it mean to annul before the friends while we read?
Other than one person, all the rest, he needs to understand that this is the expression of the Creator towards him. Hence, it shouldn't be difficult to nullify before everyone, but that one altogether lowers his ego and begins his spiritual ascent. Yes?
Again, I'm looking at the book and the reader is reading, and I'm just thinking.
And you imagine to yourself, while he's reading, how much you are in annulling yourself towards all that is with you together, all the friends that were given to you on purpose, a certain imagination that you're with other people in order to nullify yourself. Meaning your ego is doing the opposite. The ego kind of is disclosed in you as a disturbance to an annulment, and you need to nullify it. And then, from that point of nullification onwards, you begin spiritual ascent. That's it. This is through the reforming light. You have all the opportunities before you. Okay? Let's go.
Item 12. Those 8 points are pillars that come out of the light from Bina de'Alechanpin and Keter de'Abba ve'Ima, since they support the letter Yod. This is so because the Yod dresses in these 8 points, which are Bina, Dat, Chagat, Nehi, and they are considered her Merkava. They are not called by a name, but only by the 9 points in the Torah. Kamatz, Tach, Tzere, which are Gar, Segol, Shva, Cholam, which are Chagat, and Chirik, Kovetz, Shuruk, which are Nehi, since the Sfirot of Chochmah are called points. 13. In Adam's book, these 10, which are 8, were divided in the combination of letters of the Holy Name, Bina and Dat, shine, to the first K of Havaya, Chagat Nehi, shine to Vav, the Havaya, and Ateret Yesod shines to the bottom K, the Havaya, to join them and to unite them in all those manners. This is so because when these 8, which are 9, travel, they shine their illumination by 3 lines, one at a time. They shine in illumination of the letter Mem, in a square, and elicit 8 lights that seem as 9, and below, and divide below, between the Sfirot Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, even to the point of carrying the whole tabernacle, which is Malchut. This is so because the Chochmah in the Yod HaVaya appears only in Malchut. Hence, the 8 points need to expand through the Malchut, called Tabernacle, where the Chochmah appears. 14. And they are the combination of the Holy Name in 72 engraved letters that emerge from 3 colors, right, left, and middle, which are Chagat de Zeranpin. And everything is from the 3 points, which are the measure of the letter Yod. It's Rosh Toch Sof. It shines to 4 directions in the letter final Mem de Tzelem, and they are 8 points without the Chochmah, and 9 points with the Chochmah. This is because each of the 3 points of Rosh Toch Sof of the Yod consists of all 3, and they are 9, which are Chabad Chagat Nehi. There are also 12 high points, 3 to each side. She shines in final Mem, which has 4 directions, south, north, east, and west, because the middle line divides into 2, Zeranpin and Malchut. For this reason, there are 4 lights in the Rosh of the Yod, Chabad, 4 lights in the Toch of the Yod, Chagat, and 4 lights in the Sof of the Yod, Nehi. This is so because Dat, Tiferet, and Yesod divide into 2 lights each and descend through 12 to Vak. And when these 12 are engraved in Vak de Zeranpin, they are 72 names, since 6 times 12 is 72, which is the holy name of Ab, which comes out of the 12 points of Yod de Havaya. 15. Everything rises in a desire to support the thought, Chochmah, in those supports of the Yod. All those combinations of the name A-B are to reveal the Chochmah in the Yod de Havaya, which is called thought. For this reason, the letters come in their combinations in the name Ab as 3 letters in each of the combinations in it, to rise in the desire of the letter Yod de Havaya, which contains 3 points, Rosh Toch Sof. Hence, it does not rise along with the ascent of the combination, but from the essence and root of those who support the letter Yod, meaning in the letter square Mem. These are the 3 points Rosh Toch Sof, which are the essence and root of all the supports which hang down from her, who are 9 points, 8 points, 12 points, and 72 points. It turns out that the whole of the Holy Name stands in the letter Yod, and everything is extension of Chochmah. It stands in the light, Bina de Arachanpin, the Ketel of this Yod, which is Abba Ve'ima, to support each other, to support each letter in the name Havaya. And those who support the 9 the 8, the 12, and the 72 are the Merkava of each letter in the name Havaya. 16. The matter is the letter He of Havaya, which stands on five pillars that support it. They come out from the light from Bina Derechamping, after it ceased and rose above the Masach. This is so because through the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina Derechamping, the ending Masach to the Rosh Derechamping was made there. And Bina and Tum Derechamping went outside the Rosh to the place of Chagat Derechamping, where Abba the Ima and Yesut the Atzilut stand. Afterwards, at the time of Gadlut, Bina and Tum return to the Rosh Derechamping, which rise above the ending Masach and become Rosh Derechamping once more. At that time, they also raise Abba Ve'ima and Yisut, which are Yod Kei De Havaya, with them to the place of Rosh Derechamping, and they shine for them. The Utsina, the meaning the light, the Bina Derechamping, shine to He Derechamping after it ceased and rose above the Masach that ends the Rosh Derechamping. 17. This letter is called the Palace of Holiness to the Point, the Yod Derechamping, where everything is in the letter square Mem, where the illumination of Chochmah does not appear. But here, the letter Mem is not written, only the letter He, since here the disclosure begins in the letter Lamed Detzelim, and her Merkava is five pillars. 18. The five pillars, when the light of Butzina illuminated in the letter Yod Bina Derechamping, was illuminated by that illumination that the Butzina shone, nine pillars were made. Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. They expanded from Rosh Toch Sof of Yod, and the 3 points of the Yod expanded out of the illumination that illuminated the letter Yod. The 2 points above, at the Rosh of the Yod, are the upper tip and the goof of the Yod. And the point below is the bottom tip of the Yod, such as this, 3 lines, right, left, and middle.
Whoever is already getting along with the fact that he's nullifying before others and expecting the reforming light and expecting the revelation of the Creator, it is best to add to that that he also wants to bring contentment by that, to cause contentment to the Creator by this, for him to connect everything together this way.
When the 2 points, Olam and Shuruk, expanded and became 2 lines, the middle line connected to them in Hirik. They became 3, and the middle line became 2, dividing into Chesed, which is Zeranpin, and Gvura, which is the Nukva. These 4 points expanded and became 1 Heichal, palace, and after that, Heichal became the first point. This letter, He, was done in concealment and under a cover, and it stands over the other He's. 5 letters came out in Atzilut from the new Ma. 1, Keter in Parzuf, Atik, 2 in Chochma in Parzuf, Arechanpin, 3. Bina was divided into 2 Parzufim. Her Keter Chochma became Parzuf, upper Abba Ve'ima, and her Bina and Tum became Parzuf Yesut. 4. Tiferet came out in Parzuf Zeranpin. 5. Malchut came out in Parzuf Nukva de Zeranpin. Thus, you find that only the level of Bina was divided into 2 Parzufim, that each contains 10 Sfirot. These are Yod, Kei de Havaya, where upper Abba Ve'ima is Yod and Yesut is Hei. Abba Ve'ima, who are the Yod de Havaya, divided into 2 Prinot, discernments, 2, during the exit of the point of Cholam in all the degrees, during the ascent of Malchut from each degree to the Bina of each degree. At that time, Bina and Tum of the Yod fell into degree below it, which is the He, the Havaya. You should know that when each Bina and Tum that fell from their degree returned to their degree at the time of the point of Shuruk, they do not actually unite into a single degree with the Keter in Chokhmah that remained in the degree. Instead, they are established as the left, the Nukva of Keter and Chokhmah in the degree. And thus, there are two Nukvin to the Yod, the Havaya, which are upper Abba ve'ima. The first Nukva is Bina and Tum that fell from the Yod during the Katnut and ascended to Yusut, which is He de Havaya. These Bina and Tum are Vav and Dalet of the filling of the Yod. The second Nukva is Yusut, Bina and Tum of the general level of Bina, which was established into a separate degree He de Havaya. However, during the Katnut, they are not considered Nukvin, because then both are below the degree of Abba ve'ima, the Yod de Havaya. Yet, during the elicitation of the point of Shuruk, when Bina and Tum of all the degrees return and rise to their degrees, taking the lower degree that they were in, while they were fallen back with them, Bina and Tum of the Yod rose to Yod again and became a Nukva to her, Vav Dalet of the filling of Yod. Also, Bina and Tum raised the He de Havaya with them to the Yod as well, since they were clothed in them while they were fallen. Thus, the He de Havaya too was established as a Nukva to the Yod, as its left line. Thus, the Yod has two Nukvin, one Vav Dalet of the filling of Yod, which is Chagat de Yod. And two, when He de Havaya, which is Nehi, the Yod. Hence, they come out of the light from Bina de Arichanpin, since each degree receives its illumination from its corresponding Prina in the upper one. And since the Yod Ke de Havaya are both the level of Bina, they receive from Arichanpin, from the level of Chokhmah, though only from its corresponding Prina, from Bina de Arichanpin. And she is called Butzina, which shines after it has stopped and rose above the Masach that ends the Rosh Da'arichanpin. This is so because before Bina Da'arichanpin returned and rose to Rosh Da'arichanpin, all the degrees were in Katnut and Bina and Tum of the Yod, meaning Vav Dalet of the fillings of Yod, as well as Bina and Tum of the level of Bina, meaning He de Havaya. Both were still not at the degrees of Yod, to be regarded as the two Nukvin of Yod. Instead, they were fallen outside the degree of Yod. Still, after Bina Da'arichanpin returned and rose to Rosh Da'arichanpin, above the Masach, Bina and Tum of the Yod, too, rose to the degree of Yod and became her Nukva, meaning He in the form of Vav Dalet with the filling of Yod. And when the light of Butzina illuminated in the letter Yod and Bina Da'arichanpin was illuminated by that illumination that the Butzina illuminated, nine pillars were made. This is so because the Yod received all three Prinot, Olam, Shuruk, Hirik, from the Butzina, meaning the three lines, Rosh, Toch, Sof of the Yod, and each of them consists of all three. Hence, there are three lines in the Rosh, Chabad, three lines in the Toch, and Chagat, and three lines in the Sof, Nehi. However, the He, Bina and Tom, the Yod, that fell from her during the illumination of the point of Cholam, in Katnu, did not begin to shine, meaning to be a Nukva to the Yod, and receive from her until after it ceased and rose above the Masach that ends the Rosh Da'arichanpin. At that time, it is the illumination of Shuruk which is only the Toch of the Yod, her Chagat. Hence, she receives only the illumination of the three lines from Chagat, the Yod. And when the light of Butzina illuminated in the letter Yod, from the part of illumination of the Yod, the three points of the Yod, Cholam, Shuruk, Hirik, expanded, became two lines, and the middle line connected to them in Hirik. Thus, they became three in the part of the illumination of the Toch of the Yod, which is divided into three lines, which are four, and the middle line became two, which was divided into Chesed, which is Zeranpin, and Gvura, which is Nukva. Then, these four points expanded and became one Heichal, which was established as a Heichal, palace, to the Yod, Nukva to the Yod, since Nukva is called Heichal. But with respect to the three lines in the Rosh, the Yod does not receive, because its illumination begins from the Toch the Yod. Once this Heichal became the first point, meaning after the He the Yod received from the illumination of Shuruk, she rose from the place where she fell and became a Nukva to the first point, the Yod, in concealment and in hiding. The letter He, meaning the Vav Dalet of the filling of Yod, became a Nukva to her, concealing and hiding the Chochmah, and was established as unknown, which is upper Ima. She stands on the other He, He de Havaya, meaning Bina, and tomb of the general Bina de Atzilut, called Yisut, where the illumination of Chochmah begins to appear. She dresses the Sof of the Yod, her Nehi, since the Yod has Rosh, Toch, Sof, in each of which are 3 degrees. And the Dalet Vav of the filling of Yod, meaning Bina and tomb of the Yod herself, became He, clothing the Chagat the Yod, and these two are called upper Abba the Ima. Also, He de Havaya, which is Yesut, clothes the Nehi of the Yod. Hence, there are only 4 points in each of the two letters He, and not all 9, as in the Yod. This is because each has only one prina of the Yod, one has Toch, and the other Sof. 19. There are 4 concealed points, 2 lines, right and left, and right and left in the middle line. There are 5 with 1 point that stands in the middle of them, the Yesod in her, which is a path of Abba in a route of Ima. And she, the He, Nukva de Yod, called upper Ima, like the He below, meaning the Malchut stands on 4, on 3 lines, and the Malchut that receives them, and she is a point on 4. In other words, Malchut herself, the point, stands in the middle of them because she receives from 3 lines and is considered among the 4. She is considered the Ateret Yesod, called Miftecha, and not the actual Malchut. Here too, there are 4 hidden points and a route in the middle line, and a reason she stands on 5 other supports, the He de Havaya Yesut, is that the upper point, the Yod de Havaya, is on the 2 prinot. 1, when she's on her own and is not clothed in Yesut. At that time, the Vav Dalet of the filling of Yod became a Nukva in and of herself, which is He in 5 concealments. 2, and 1 in the covered, meaning that she is clothed in Yesut, at which time the Yesut is considered the Nukva of the Yod, the Vav Dalet. At that time she is included in the Yod as a male. This is why there are 2 letters He.
בספר הסודות של חנוך נמצא שהי עומדת על 5 עמודים היוצאים מהבוצינה בינה דארי חנפין אותיות וו דלת
20. של מילוי in Enoch's book of secrets it is written that the hay stands on five supports that emerge from the butina which is bina de arkhanpin the letters vav dalet of the filling of yod meaning upper ima at that time this hay elicits five other pillars which are the first hay of havaya meaning yesut it turns out that this hay is 10 her five supports and the five supports of hay the havaya which are together in the place of the yod when hay the havaya separates from the hay of vav dalet in the filling of the yod and comes to her place this hay stands on five supports four supports are the three lines and the malchut that receives them and the fifth is the point in the middle of them the four supports are included in one another in a way that there are three lines in each of the four supports which are 12 and they are the 13 qualities of rachamim with one degree that is added to them the point in the middle line of the four supports thus they receive from the 13 qualities of rachamim and dikna ta'achanpin
21. And these are the 12 pillars in Vak, since Yesut are Vak de Abba v'Ima, and those 12 shine in each of their edges. They are named as the number Ein Bet, because 6 times 12 is 72. At one time they are regarded as the name Mem Bet in Yesut themselves, and another time as Ab, when they descend to Vak de Zeranpin. For only there does the name Ab shine, and Yeshut paths spread from Ab to all sides, meaning the 32 paths of Chochmah. And when you deduct 32 from 72, you are left with 40. They are 42 when including the two Oznaim, right and left, there are Oznaim or Binah, the right is Yesh, and the left is Tvuna, which are the roots of the lights. There are 42, the name Membet. These are the 42 upper letters, the big letters in the Torah. Let's renew our intention. 22. Deficiency. There are big letters and there are small letters. The big letters are above in Bina, and the small letters are below in Malchut. Below in Malchut, everything is as it is above in Bina. This is so because there are high holy names in Bina, which are drawn out only by the will of the spirit and the heart, without any speech. And there are lower holy names in Malchut that extend in speech and in extending the thought and the desire over them. 23. There are also other names below from the Sitra Achra which extend by the will of an act below, to raise to them the desire in the act below. This is because the Sitra Achra awakens only in actions of this world to be defiled in them, such as Bilam and the people of the East and all those who engage in the other side, who awakened it by doing deeds below to awaken it. 24. And those from the Sitra Achra do not stand in the written letters of the 22 letters of the Torah, except for two, Chet and Kuf. The Klipa of Yesod is called Chet, the sons of Chet, Sin, who negotiated with Abraham at the cave of Machpelah, and the Klipa of Malchut, which is called Kuf. The three letters Shin, Kuf, Reish support them, the Sitra Achra, meaning they cling to them. However, those Chet and Kuf have greater presence in them. This is why in the Psalm of Praise of David, there is a Vav written in the middle of all the verses after the cantillation, Mark. Etnatcha in each letter, meaning on each verse, where each begins with a specific letter from the alphabet except of those two letters, Chet and Kuf. It is written, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. There is no Vav written in, and slow to anger, and of great mercy, and it does write, the Lord is near unto all those who call upon him. To all that call upon him is truth. It does not write, and to all that call upon him is in truth. This is so because the Vav is this name of the Creator, the middle line which unites the right and left. And the Sitracha has no desire for the middle line. This is why Vav is not written in the middle of the text to indicate that there is hold for the Sitracha in them. 25. Hence, there are 42 letters by which this world was created. It turns out that this upper hay of Havayah amounts to 92, which are 40 that remained of the Ab in her. And two Oznaim, right and left, are 42. Each of her five supports is made of 10, which are 50. And 50 and 42 are 92. 90, excluding the two Oznaim, right and left, or as it is written, and shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear. Sarah indicates Ima, which is the upper hay of Havayah. However, with Oznaim, she is 92. And when the degree of the covenant Yesod is added to them, meaning the eighth firmament, and stands for 8 days, meaning the circumcision is for 8 days, and Tzadik Bet, 92 and 8 of Yesod, they are 100. And those are the 100 blessings with which the assembly of Israel, Malchut, should be crowned each day, and all is in Hay. 26. The shape of the hay is in two letters Nun, which are 100. Meaning the two hays that have 10 supporters, each consists of 10. One hay is 5 supports and megavot that emerge from the butzina, which by Binina, Deranpin, upper Ima, which is Vavdalit of the filling of Yud. The other hay is the 5 other supports that come out of her, which is the first hay of Havayah, Yeshut, and 10 supports of these two letters, hay, are the two letters Nun. This is why their shapes are such as this. Nun, Nun. The two letters Nun and the point that stands in the middle. This is why Vav always stands between them like Nun, because this is the place of Zeranpin, which is Vav to be crowned to receive Mochin of Gar. 27. When she was established in only 50, meaning after the Hei de Havayah retired from Upper Ima and came to her place, she is at one point that stands in Nun, like this Nun, which sounds so when pronounced, where the Vav is a point between them and governs them.
28. The third matter is the letter Vav de Havayah, the shape of Adam, Zeranpin, in which there is Havayah, with the filling of Alephs, which are Adam in Gematria. Mem Aleph. The letter Havayah implies to the degrees, to the three edges in it. Stands on 12 milkavot, because 3 times 24 are 72. This is so because
we need to feel more that we're as one, we'll have more equivalence with the light. Please.
This is so because this letter includes the expansion of the shape of Adam. Sorry, he went backwards. Because 3 times 24 are 72. This is so because this letter includes the expansion of the shape of Adam, opposite the arms, Chesed Gvura, the thighs, Netzachot, and the Guf, Tiferet and Yesod. Their organs are 24 in the arms, 24 in the thighs, and 24 in the goof. But they are all blocked in the goof. Tiferet and the goof stands in all 3, 24, and all 72 milkavot are included in the goof. And because they are all included in it, the Vav stands in one expansion, in one line that contains them all. 29. One guf contains all 24 milkavot. The rosh of the vav has 6 milkavot in it. The guf of the vav has 18 milkavot, where 6 and 18 are 24. And although all the milkavot are 12 to each edge in the vak, and 6 times 12 are 72 and not 24, it is certain that the guf stands in all of them. However, with respect to the 24, where the guf is regarded as only one-third of 72, they are explained. 6 in the rosh are chagat nehi in the rosh, which are organs in which to insert the rosh, gav. And the 18 are 18 vertebrae in the spine, on which the rosh stands and the guf is supported. The rosh is established in chesed and gvura. Lacking gar de rosh, and having only vak de rosh in it. However, the disclosure of the vak de rosh is not in the rosh. Rather, it is in the three lines in the guf. The vak de rosh appear in each line, and 3 times 6 are 18. These are the 18 vertebrae in the spine, since the three lines in the guf reveal the illumination of Chochmah in the Rosh. Thus, it is considered that the Rosh stands over them and the whole guf stands over them as well. 30. All 24 milkavot expanded in the Rosh and guf of the Vav, and the 6 includes all 60 sfirot, being that it is the 6 sfirot chagat nehi, where each comprises 10. Hence, the appearance of the letter vav, meaning the rosh of the vav, is in 6 points chagat nehi, and the guf of the vav is in 18, and all the secrets become clear in the guf, since the arms and the thighs, chagat, and Netzachod are concealed because they are the two upper lines that do not shine except through the middle line, which unites them in one another in the Vav. This is why everything is included in the letter Vav and in its shape. 31. And when the perfection of the Vav, the middle line, appears, meaning the middle line, all the evil sides are blocked and separate from the moon, the Malchut, and do not cover her. This is so because the middle line breaches all the lintels in the firmaments and shines for Malchut. The slander cannot do any harm. And when the Vav, the middle line, departs, the slanderer rises, complains, seduces, and can slander against all the people in the world, for he is an old and foolish king. 32. Vav de Havaya is the light that shines to the moon, to Malchut. Even though many lights are included in the Vav, meaning Zeranpin, the light that shines to the moon is only one expansion to fill her. Also, Zeranpin is an Aleph, whose shape is Vav, in between two letters Yod, on its right and on its left. Zeranpin, the middle line, subdues and unites the right and the left. Hence, the right and the left are attached to it in the shape of the two letters Yod in the Aleph. It is written about that three come out of one. One is rewarded with all three, and it is registered in all those secrets in the Aleph. When it shines to the moon, to Malchut, it shines to her in Vav, whose shape is one line, the expansion of the middle line that consists of both right and left. 33. In the book of Adam Rishon, it is written concerning the shapes of the letters that the shapes of the Vav is a point from above, which implies to the Yod de Havaya, and 5 points below, which are the first Hey of Havaya, 5 supports. Also, this measure of the Vav de Havaya, Zeranpin, contains within it the Yod Kei de Havaya, the son of Ko, Yudke. And each of the 6 points in it stands in 10, for there is no point that is not complemented into 10, since each point has 9 supports, and Merkavot, which are the Rosh Toch Sof in her, where each one in the Rosh Toch Sof comprises 3 lines, the actual point complements to 10. This is so because the point of the right has 9 supports and Merkavot, and with her, herself, she is 10. It is the same with the point of the left and similarly to all sides, when all, hence all the points contain each 10. She and her Merkavot. Also, they are all contained in the expansion of the letter Vav, for which reason everything is in the shape of the letter Vav, in depicting a single point from above and points below, 5 points below. 34. When the sun, Zeranpin, enters the moon, Malchut, one expansion comes out of the Vav, which is the covenant, the Yesod, like a Gimel, whose shape is Vav, with an added point at its end. This is the crown that was added in it, the Masach in it, which rewards the poor, since the Gimel is Yesod, and Dalet is Malchut. This is to enter the Nukva, Malchut. When all that is included in the expansion of the letter Vav, Zeranpin, it is ready to mate with the Nukva, as it is written, and you bring Aaron, your brother, near you, which comes to include the right arm, Chesed, meaning Aaron, in the Guf, which is Moses, and his sons with him, are all his Merkavot and supports. The left arm is included in Moses, who is the Merkava for Zeranpin, Vav, as it is written, take the Levites. The Levites are the left arm, Vura, so that Vav, Moses, will be mingled with everything in a single expansion, being one. 35. Hence, there is unification in this Vav, in right, left, and middle. The middle is Moses, the right is Aaron, and the left are the Levites, and all is one. This is why it was made in one expansion. It is called one. There's only one expansion in the Vav, one line. This is one. 36. In the bottom hay of Havayah, Malchut is made into one goof in this middle point, even though she is one goof in 10 Sfirot. Her essence is the middle point, Malchut, and the rest is only included. The Vav, the Havayah, Zeranpin, entered her. And the Vav is between the 2 points, Ima, above, and Malchut, below. At that time, the upper world, Bina, is in the bottom world, Malchut, and they are one. The thighs below, Netzach and Hod, in the letter Vav, Tiferet, are included in that Vav. It is written, remember the laws of Moses, my servant. It is not right, my prophet, to show that it is all included in the Vav, Tiferet, and prophets are Netzach Hod, which are included in Moses, Tiferet. This is why there is no need to write Moses, my prophet. In the letter Vav is called one, and he is one, alone, and one expansion.
Questions? Yes, Amnon.
Rav, I wanted to ask. The Zohar uses and explains many letters and punctuation. Each letter has an explanation, description. How can we still mingle and become one through them?
In what is said, we can't. We don't feel that yet. We need to start to feel that melody. The letters, the order of the letters, their form, the inner and surrounding light in each of them, their combination, all those things need to start. That's called the language. What does it mean, language? Right now, we don't know the language. You read, but it's like you should bring to me some Spanish text. I can read, but I don't understand a word. Here, we don't even know how to read exactly. What does it mean to read? We need to wait until this language begins to clarify itself. What does this mean, being clarified? Have you ever seen how children study? How do they know the language? You don't show them, this is a table, this is a chair, sometimes only. Usually, it's not that way. Thousands of words. All of a sudden, he knows how to talk. All of a sudden, he knows how to express himself. It's not all of a sudden. It's like slowly, slowly. How does he know? That's how it is. Meaning, he's not taught like we came to school and we were told, table is a table. A shulchan is a table. And like that, about each and everything, no? In such a way, we truly don't study. And also here, we learn like from our mother, like the mother tongue. It's considered that you're incorporated with the book, with the explanation, as the explanation comes through the upper bestowal, the light. And then you start to understand. That's the form. Otherwise, you don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Hence, connection, an inclination towards the light, to bestow as much as possible towards each other, to try to receive the influence from above as much as possible, and then slowly, slowly you'll start to feel that this language is being clarified in you. From where? I don't know from where. That's it.
And that's called being incorporated, because it's not consisting of many letters?
Yes, that's how it is. There are those who can study in such a way where they take a dictionary and they start to study, start to learn. And there's those that can't. I'm not capable. That's why I have difficulty with wisdom. What happened here in Israel? I got here. I was for about a month and a half in the Ulpan, the Hebrew studying school. I left it, I ran away from there, I went to work. And that's where I learned. With the soldiers. There, of course, it's a very special language, that the kind that in the street they were looking at me like how I speak, but that's how I learned. Otherwise, I couldn't learn. I was once with our guys for more than a month in the United States. I started talking. I came out of there. I forgot. That's it. Otherwise, I don't conceive the language. So here it's the same thing. Just to expect for it to be not like a dictionary, but like the mother tongue. Yes.
A student from Israel is asking, the Zohar was written from the degree of the final correction of the authors of the Zohar. So the question is, how can they write something for someone? Well, they were able to see the reality is corrected and the world is perfect. So for who were they writing?
They wrote from the state that they're in, the end of correction, and for those who are also coming closer to the end of correction. They wrote for those generations that would be already like the last generation. That's why we can deal with this, because otherwise we're causing damage to ourselves. Why did the Kabbalists hide this wisdom from us? To not harm people that would start digging in this, and it's considered that they're eating unripe fruit. And this way it's not unripe. We are already in such a state in which we're even behind. We should have engaged in this long ago, from the days of Baal HaSulam and even from the days of Baal Shem Tov. Yes.
The question here is, if they already see everything as corrected, so for who are they writing?
They can be in any degree. After all, they've been through all the degrees. They've been in all those degrees. When you become older, do you not understand the child? You understand him specifically? You have all those forms of katnut in you. You can clothe yourself in them and play with him and understand him. It's not a problem. To be big is not a loss. Okay?
Another friend from the center of Israel. How can we use the deficiency and hold it during the whole reading of the Zohar, especially during the... because we keep reading and reading.
What can I tell you? Expect a change. You're under the upper influence, the upper bestowal that is constantly shining upon you. If you're directed to wanting to change and you're in this infusion that it's dripping in you, truly, this upper force, this spiritual force, then you're in it. You're expecting it. It's considered you've engaged in Torah. Have you expected salvation? If you enter the meaning of the commentary of the words, you fall asleep or lose connection, because it's very hard to depict this. There are those who are scholarly and they like to study the wisdom. What we're going through right now in the Safa de Tznuta is written in the language of Kabbalah. Safa de Tznuta is written in the language of Kabbalah. Therefore, it's possible to study, because he's explaining to you about Rosh HaVatzilut, because that's where the governance upon us comes from. But that's only Safa de Tznuta. Maybe Idra Rabbah, Idra Zuta, a little, the raising of the prayer. Not more than that. All the rest of the Zohar is Midrash, and only from expecting redemption are you close to the topic. Meaning how emotionally you want to be close to it and not intellectually. More? Yes. Well, give it to the guy.
You said expect change. But the more I expect the change, the more I hear my ego just laughing back at me. Try to hold the intention.
Lama?
Because why?
It's telling me, what change? Who do you think you are? You think this is a change?
What are you going to answer? What do you answer?
I answer, shut the hell up and let's hear what the book has to say.
Right, give it in his teeth.
That's what I've been doing, but the more I give it, the more it gives me back.
I feel like
I'm in a wrestling match.
Wonderful. That's how it should be. Continue until the triumph. When you feel that you can't do it anymore, cry out to the friends to help you. And beat him up together. Beat up your ego together. Like that. Really? You won't succeed. Only in such a way.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, it's still not clear. We're all as one during the reading of the Zohar.
We are all one by the fact that other than me, there's no one. It's not clear. Is there anyone else in this world except for you? It seems to you like there is. All those that you see are parts, your internal parts that appear on the outside to you. Your whole soul, desires, qualities, It is all on the outside. That's the whole world. All the rest that you could depict, and you're not depicting it, are all the parts of your soul.
So we're all one in that I want to feel that we are all as one. I don't know exactly how to even imagine this, depict this.
Try. Well, yes, we'll start from here.
The sword, in order to sharpen the intention, is to bring contentment to the Creator. If I don't know what is to bring contentment to the Creator, is it okay if I just...
Have you ever brought anyone contentment?
I think so.
So it's the same thing. The Creator won't be as a foreign God to you. Make him that way for you too.
The Creator I can't depict.
Why is that important? What about perception? You want it to be good for him. As you're doing a blessing. Also, you have no grasp. You, today, in about an hour, you'll start the meal. And you'll say, be healthy. To your health. Start. Yes, yes. It doesn't hurt. I'm saying seriously. In such a way, as much as you can, but not kidding around here, in an inner inclination where you want really something to send to him by this. Yes.
Какие изменения нужно ждать? По отношению к Зору, к тексту или к товарищам?
Отношение
к товарищам.
What changes are we expecting according to the text or according to the friends?
Both to the text, so it'll be closer to me, so I'll understand it more internally, just like I start to understand the language, even though no one explains it to me. Also, all the relations between us, the connections between us, the upper light, when it influences us, it brings everything. There's nothing but the upper light here.
Well,
it needs to happen at the same time?
I don't know. That's not important to me. As long as something happens, there needs to be that longing, that expectation. Who else wanted here? Yes, Will?
Good afternoon, Rav. My question is that usually when I annul myself with a friend, when I see the greatness of the friend,
it's easier.
It's very easy to annul when I see the greatness.
מאוד קל להתבטל כשאני רואה את הגדלות.
How do I see the greatness in the friend's faults and annul with him?
איך אני רואה את הגדלות דווקא ב...
אתה לא יכול לראות גדלות. גדלות בורא יותר מ...
You can see greatness of the Creator more than you can see the greatness of the Creator, of the friend. The Creator is concealed behind the friends to the extent in which you depict them as great and want to belong to them, to adhere to them, to truly zero out oneself and make oneself a zero towards them, to that extent, through them, you are getting closer to the Creator. That's it.
Ken.
Yes.
איזה סוג ההודעה נכונה אפשר לעשות כשיש מצב של חושך בזוהר?
What can we do when there's a feeling of darkness while the reading of Zohar?
What do I care about darkness? I bless for the darkness like I do for the light. As long as I'm connected in such a way to the truth, I'm not demanding for the light, for the darkness to invert to being light. I don't demand that. I only demand one thing, for me to come to unification, and through that unification be able to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator. In the purest way, so it'll be darkness for me. The time will come where you will want for you to have darkness.
No.
Well.
Rav, talking about whatever the mind doesn't do, the time will do.
Yes.
How can we still manage to do something with our mind and not just in time?
The mind is given only in order to be cancelled, to be nullified. That's it. There's nothing to add. No.
Thank you. At the beginning of the lesson, you directed that there's the Malchut and the friends are the first.
Yes.
And then you said that they were not enough together, and you thought to be together more.
Yes.
I mean, it seems opposite that if I'm not the Rishonot, then there's a Masach.
But Masach, I annul myself before them. Each of them annuls themselves before the others. We all leave all this egoistic strain that we have, and we divide and we connect as zeros in the center.
But my attitude towards them is an attitude to the Creator, and I'm below them. The moment we connect, it's easier to think that we're together.
I don't understand you. Are you a zero? Me too. Him too. Him too. By you making a zero out of yourself, you're not annulling my ability to diminish myself to zero as well. So all the zeros connect together in the center of connection, in the center of the circle, and that's where we meet with the Creator. Where you annul yourself, that's where one's humility is. Okay, well, over there.
How to see greatness in a place where I see loneliness.
It's written about that. They have eyes and they see not.
What to demand from the Creator?
Try to be in the delight of seeing something bad in a person, and you specifically want to respect. Where you understand that it's in your ego, and you're defining that it's bad. And to the contrary, where you define that it's good, try to criticize whether it's good because it's good for you. Such kind of forms, as much as possible, being neutral. That's it. Oh, you come down? Yes?
The birds, the flock of birds, that there is one in the world. What's happening there? Each one doesn't...
Nothing happens there. That's the upper providence that operates on them and obligates them to connect and works on them as one, because they're the degree of animal. We're not capable of reaching that. We come to annulment between us, and by that we equalize with the upper providence. That's called one receives one. It's from above and we're from below, and then the upper providence operates on us. It always acts. It's in every place. But when can we connect to it? When we connect between us to one. And in that annulment between us, if we do so, we'll be like as a band. And the one force will operate on us, and we'll start to identify and feel the Creator. So we become like birds. Only the birds receive that control from above, and we obligate this control upon us from below. By connecting to one, connecting all our zeros connect together. Yes.
In annulment to one another, what do we feel? That the other doesn't exist? And just the friends exist?
Yes, and that's how everyone is.
Everyone just feels that it's just the friends?
Yes.
What is it, just the friends?
That I annul my I towards them.
And who are the friends? Is there a feel the Creator?
I don't know what I feel. I don't want to know what I feel. I nullify myself. By that, I want to be in them.
What's left? What do I feel?
Nothing remains. I am zero.
So how can I say that I feel?
I feel that I nullified myself. And then in my annulment, I want to feel their control over me.
The control of the friends?
the control of the friends,
and my desire to bring contentment to the Creator.
Let it be that way. You can depict to yourself that you're included inside the womb, yes? Do you understand that a drop of semen enters this sack and is incorporated there on that wall? Well, so what do you need to do in order for that to happen? In order to enter the womb. This is the womb, yes? This is the womb. I, as a drop of seed, wants to come in and be integrated in this. How am I integrated in it? I annul myself completely, completely. There's nothing. I do not exist. And then they start to care for me. Well, that's, the Creator did this special thing for us. Therefore, who is the ten? This womb, it's him himself, only he has presented himself towards me as nine friends. So it'll be easy for me to nullify. So I'll be in feeling, in equivalence with them, in something, in a certain mutuality, and then I will be able to nullify myself and enter into them. That's it. I enter, I adhere to them. It's not simple. There are days of conception, because there needs to be here, well, a certain extent of degrees of connection until I'm strengthened and I'm in it. And then from that moment onwards, they care for me. What does it mean that they care for me? From this moment onwards, I start to nullify myself more and more in adhering to them. Why? All of a sudden, disturbances start coming my way. Desires, thoughts against the annulment. That's considered that I'm starting to grow. My ego is starting to grow. The ubal, the fetus, is starting to grow. It's starting to grow, and it needs to nullify this piece of flesh that needs to grow towards the womb, and I'm constantly in annulments towards it. That's it. The work begins beyond the point of adhesion. I'm already on the other side of the machsom, of the barrier. But that's how I work. And it's constantly against the desire and constantly in adhesion. It's natural. What everyone understands how the fetus develops. That's us. Our first degree is ibu, is gestation. Yes.
I want to ask you something. For sometimes it feels that the cup is full. I really want to ask a lot of questions, but for some reason it feels that the cup is full. How do I empty this cup?
אני רוצה לשאול הרבה שאלות, יש הרבה שאלות, אבל אני מרגיש שהכוס מלאה. איך אני מרוקן אותה?
זה כלי שלך עדיין קטן.
That's your כלי that is still small. And we need to learn more.
אבל זה לא עניין של לשאול.
But it's not a matter of asking. It's not a matter of how much you learn, how many hours, and not how many questions you ask. There are those that, by their characteristics, they're just, they're nudges. They just have to ask 1,000 questions. Otherwise, they don't feel that they know who they are. That's not necessarily the one that helps with advancement. And to learn also, it depends how much. It's good to do less, but with the intention.
Shamati.
I heard. Shamati. Psalms. And lessons. What else do you have?
No, we're done.
Well, that's it. We're ready. That's it. Well.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבטחים גם יחד